Mishnah Dalet, the soul yitzim dechevason, a regular Jew can fulfill his obligation of the shalmi simcha, banedorim, uvan dovais, from karbonis which are a result of his vow, where he accepts upon himself to bring a karbon. So that now becomes an obligation, so he anyway needs to bring the korban. But nevertheless, when he does bring it and eats the meat, he also fulfills the obligation of rejoicing on Yom Tov. And so it's considered also to be a shalmei chagiga. With a meister behema, it's an obligation to offer as a korban a tenth of one's animals, which are born each year, v'hakoyanim. And koyanim are also able to fulfill this mitzvah of shalmei simcha b'chatois, uva shomais, with any korban chatos or korban oshom, which is brought by somebody else over Yom Tov. The meat of a korban chatos and oshom go to a kohen. So at the end of the day, the kohen is eating meat on Yom Tov, and it's korban meat. So he automatically fulfills that obligation of shalmei simcha and rejoicing on the Yom Tov. Uva b'chor, and a firstborn animal, which also needs to be brought as a korban, and the meat goes to the kohen. Uva chozo uva sheik, the meat by the chest of an animal and the thigh. The halacha is that a korban shalomim, which is bought, so although most of the meat goes to the person bringing the korban, these two parts of the animal go to koyanim. So all of these things, at the end of the day, if somebody is eating korban meat on Yom Tov, other than the olas re'iyah and the shalmei chagiga, he automatically fulfills the obligation of shalmei simcha. However, says the Mishnah, one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of shalmei simcha from the meat of birds, or from a korban mincha, which is a offering of flour. This is learned from Pesukim, and the main reason also is because it does not bring as much joy as the meat of a real animal would bring. And again, as we learned, one can also use my sheni money in order to buy the shalmei simcha. Now, it should be noted that the Mishnah did not discuss whether one can use my sheni money if he spends more than the minimum amount for an oilas re'iyah. The previous Mishnah, the end of the previous Mishnah, there was a discussion between the Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether you can use Maaseh Sheni money for the extra amount which you spend on the Shalmei Chagiga. Why was there not a similar discussion regarding the Olas Re'iyah? And the answer is quite simple, since Maaseh Sheni money can certainly not be used for an Olas Re'iyah, even if it's not an obligation, because Maaseh Sheni money always needs to go towards food, but an Olas Re'iyah is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. And because of that, Maaseh Sheni money can never be spent on a korban Olah.